Some big weather changes are just around the corner as we welcome summer-like weather into the region for the next few days, even though the calendar says it's still a couple of weeks away. For now, our weather is still in transition. The air is starting to turn warmer and more humid. It's hotter to our west across western New York, and it's that air mass that will be pushing into our area as we go through the next few hours. Now, with this transition, we have had some unsettled weather today. There were some showers around this morning, and now we're on the lookout for scattered thunderstorms for the remainder of the daylight hours into the first half of the night. Some of these storms could be strong or severe, with heavy downpours, frequent vivid lightning, strong gusty winds, and hail. The storm threat should be over by about midnight or so, though there's certainly the chance that a storm or two may linger past midnight. It's going to be a warm and humid night with areas of locally dense fog. Temperatures will drop into the lower 60s. The heat's really going to be on over the next few days. Tomorrow, temperatures will work well into the 80s. We may touch 90 from the capital region on south. By Friday, it looks to be a little bit hotter, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Both days will feature plenty of humidity, with dew point temperatures well up into the 60s, so it's going to feel like it's in the 90s as we go through the last days of May and move into the beginning of June. Now, with all of the heat and humidity, we also have to consider thunderstorm potential. Certainly, there's going to be some instability around. It looks like there's really no focusing point for thunderstorms over the next couple of days, so the threat is relatively small, but there may be an isolated storm or two on both Thursday and Friday. The storm chances will increase a bit on Saturday as a frontal system pushes a bit closer from the west. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms this evening, warm and humid with areas of fog, low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, very warm and humid, small chance of an isolated thunderstorm, high in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms this evening, warm and humid with areas of fog, low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, very warm and humid, small chance of an isolated thunderstorm, high in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms this evening, warm and humid with areas of fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, very warm and humid, small chance of an isolated thunderstorm, high 85 to 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms this evening, warm and humid with areas of fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, very warm and humid, small chance of an isolated thunderstorm, high 85 to 90. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, small chance of an isolated storm, high in the upper 80s to lower 90s, hot and humid Saturday with a chance of scattered storms, high in the upper 80s and lower 90s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.